This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Explosions rocked Gaza on Sunday night as Israel battled the territory after suffering its bloodiest attack in decades. On Saturday, Hamas fighters rampaged through Israeli towns, killing 700 and abducting dozens more, threatening a major new Middle East war. Earlier on Sunday, Israeli airstrikes hit housing blocks, tunnels, a mosque, and homes of Hamas officials in Gaza, killing more than 400 people, including 20 children, as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed, quote, mighty vengeance for this black day. A U.S. official says there are at least 4 American casualties from the attack in Israel, and the U.S. Defense Department is sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the Mediterranean Sea in support of Israel. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on NBC's Meet the Press says they're investigating reports of Americans taken hostage.
We're on guard wherever American citizens may be and could be in danger.
2 U.S. officials on condition of anonymity say the Pentagon sending an aircraft carrier strike group to the eastern Mediterranean. The USS Gerald R. Ford, along with its warplanes, destroyers, and cruisers, as the Israeli government declares war on Hamas.
We have paid a heavy price, but we will restore security.
Defense spokesman Daniel Hagari, I'm Jackie Quinn.
Azerbaijan's president said on Sunday his country was ready to hold talks with Armenia on a prospective peace treaty after reclaiming the breakaway Armenian-populated region of Nagorno-Karabakh, noting that Georgia would be a preferable venue for the negotiations. It comes after the president snubbed a planned meeting with Armenia's prime minister on the sidelines of a European summit on Thursday. This is VOA News. The Taliban said on Sunday more than 2,400 people were killed in earthquakes in Afghanistan in the west of the country, 35 kilometers northwest of the city of Herat. Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen has more.
The natural disaster made an already challenging situation for the country even more so. According to Arshad Malik, the country director for Save the Children in Afghanistan.
Food insecure area already because of the economic situation and the drought. So this is a crisis on top of another crisis which they were facing already. And the families need urgent support for now.
Another issue, the healthcare system, which is reliant almost entirely on foreign aid, has faced crippling cuts in the 2 years since the Taliban took over, and much international assistance, which had formed the backbone of the economy, was halted.
Reuters correspondent Alex Cohen. More than 100 people, including women and the elderly, have been detained by police following protests in the east of Angola, local authorities said Sunday. The local interior ministry of an eastern province said in a statement a group had entered the public highway, creating obstacles for passersbys and causing security problems. The protesters, also including children, were demonstrating against the government, high living cost, alleged state corruption, and service delivery. California's Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has taken action on a slew of bills, including food safety. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
California becomes the first state to ban 4 chemicals from food and drinks. Among the ingredients the law bans is red dye number 3, a food coloring used in candy like Peeps. It's one of several laws Governor Gavin Newsom signed Saturday. He also signed into law a measure allowing legislative staffers to unionize, a move that comes after lawmakers passed several labor initiatives amid a summer of strikes by hotel workers, actors, and writers. Newsom has until October 14th to act on legislation lawmakers have sent to his desk. I'm Julie Walker.
A typhoon tracked towards China's resort islands on Sunday after skirting Hong Kong, bringing heavy rain and powerful gusts, while prompting the closure of transport services and schools in the financial hub. The typhoon comes just a month after Hong Kong was lashed by another, which triggered its highest T10 storm alert. A week after that, the city experienced its highest rainfall in nearly 140 years, flooding subway stations and malls and causing landslides. Find more on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.